AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump supporters like Lori Pettengill are outside the federal courthouse in Miami.
He's done so much for us, and if this is what we can do for him, this is what we must do for him.
Trump will be appearing soon in court. He's been indicted on 37 felony counts of withholding classified documents. Republicans are backing Trump, saying it's a two-tier system of government. This is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's unbelievable to me that a sitting president could have documents sitting behind his car, and a president who just left office 2 years prior, that the FBI would literally raid his house, even though the head of the FBI for that local location in Washington questioned whether they should even do that.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar says Republicans are trying to rescue Trump.
The allegations are incredibly troubling, and the fact that House Republicans continue to try to come to his rescue just blows our mind, quite honestly. And it stems from the fact that this is the leader of their party.
The former president is not expected to have his mugshot taken, but will have his digital fingerprints taken. The government says consumer prices are slightly higher, a sign inflation is cooling, but prices are still high. Doggy daycare owner Carolina Gardner in Chicago is feeling the pinch.
It's a small business. All these expenses, like at the end of the day, you're like, whoa. Paying all these expenses and it's barely surviving.
Authorities in Western Massachusetts say two children were burned after sliding on playground equipment doused with acid. It happened at Bliss Park in Longmeadow, a town near Springfield. Russian President Vladimir Putin is suggesting he could order his troops to try to seize more land in Ukraine to protect Russian territory on the border, while asserting Ukrainian forces have suffered catastrophic losses in a new counteroffensive. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Three people were found dead in Nottingham in Britain. Three others were hit and injured by a van.
Nottinghamshire police say a 31-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder, with Chief Constable Kate Maynell telling the media, "This is an horrific and tragic incident that's claimed the lives of three people." Maynell adds, two people were found dead in one street just after 4 a.m. and a third in a different street, while the three injured people are being treated in a hospital. There's been no immediate word on their condition. The police have not given any indication of a possible motive. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Axios is reporting Fox News sent Tucker Carlson a cease and desist letter over his new Twitter series. There are reports of a contract battle between the conservative network and its former primetime host. Carlson was ousted from Fox in April, less than a week after it agreed to pay Dominion Voting Systems nearly $800 million to settle a defamation case. Ed Donahue, AP News.